And after this, we're going to walk down, and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down. We're going to walk down to the Capitol.
Yeah! Yeah.
Let's take the Capitol.
Take the Capitol.
Take it. Take the Capitol.
The events of January 6th, 2021 in Washington, D.C. now feel weirdly like something that happened a lot longer ago than a mere 9 months and a bit. This is perhaps a consequence of the fact that the world has been able for that period to think for a change about things other than the United States and specifically the president thereof. Pause to consider when was the last time the pronouncements or actions of Joe Biden so much as crossed your mind, and reflect that this is how it is supposed to be. Nevertheless, the storming of the Capitol building on January 6th happened. The US Congress is still seeking to precisely determine the what, the how, and the whom, and former US President Donald Trump wants to stop them. This week, Trump's learned friends filed a lawsuit in the U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C., attempting to prevent pertinent documents being turned over to the House Select Committee on the January 6th attack. Before we get on to the scarcely imaginable reasons why Donald Trump should seek to thwart any investigation into January 6th, some congratulations are in order for his legal team, whose efforts to overturn the result of last November's presidential election have so far accomplished little beyond furnishing judges across America with a quantity and quality of mirth surely rare in their line of work. It has further warmed the heart that several of the beaks who have laughed Trump's case out of their courts were appointed by his own administration. Also on past form, Trump has reason to be grateful that his legal team managed to present their case to an actual district court, as opposed to a food court, a tennis court, or as we bear down upon the first anniversary of the Four Seasons total landscaping debacle, a gardening centre next to a crematorium and a dildo shop. Trump's new lawsuit is a response to President Biden's decision earlier this month to allow the National Archives to grant access to the first batch of documents requested by the House committee. Future requests will be considered on their merits. Trump has also urged officials who served in his administration to disdain any subpoenas from the House panel. Trump's case, essentially, is that the whole thing is covered by executive privilege, which permits presidents to keep aspects of their communications and deliberations secret. His problem here is that while certain privileges of the presidency do indeed stick for life, executive privilege can be wielded only by the current occupant of the Oval Office. While this explainer is not written by a lawyer, it is written by someone who will not be betting his fee for this monologue on Trump's chances. It is not difficult to discern why Trump is doing this. He has a long history of using lawsuits as a deterrent and a diversion. The number of legal cases in which Trump has been involved runs comfortably into the thousands. However, he may find the US Congress harder to scare off or distract than an enraged creditor, stiffed contractor, or miffed mistress. Also this week, the same House committee has voted unanimously to hold Trump's former guru Steve Bannon in contempt for his refusal to appear before it. Bannon may be once again due to get both his collars felt. The charge carries a year in prison. The events of January 6th have so far resulted in federal charges against nearly 700 participants, many filed on the basis of footage and photographs taken and uploaded by the rioters themselves. More than 100 of them have pleaded guilty. Many will doubtless be imprisoned, probably especially those Trumpists who are inadvertently contributing to the general gaiety by conducting their own defences, which is by and large having results comparable with a baboon conducting a symphony orchestra. But this right here is the unresolved and possibly unresolvable conundrum regarding the Capitol insurrection and Trumpism generally. That the attempted putsch of January 6th was ludicrous is not in doubt. It was a delusional rabble of cosplaying morons whipped up on a holly fantastical pretext by an angry clown. This does not mean, however, that it was not serious. Bad though it was, leaving five people dead and dozens more injured, had just a few things occurred not much differently, it could have been a total horror show. And the man who summoned it could very well be the next president of the United States, so long as the Republican Party continues conspiring to pretend that none of it ever happened. Trump's lawsuit to prevent the release of documents relating to January 6th is a nonsense and will not stop the truth from emerging. But, as Trump and his enablers surely intuit, it will supply the cult with further reasons not to believe it when it does. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Mullett.